listening.
Joe ain't quite ready yet. He thought it was the other 7 o'clock.
While we're waiting on Joe for his technical difficulties, let's get into right. the news.
Well, as y'all know, it's been a light. It's been light on the entertainment and sports front, but I got a couple of things. First, on the summer note, I don't know if you guys remember the group Ray Sherman, Sway Lee, or at least I know Sway Lee. But him and Slim Jimmy, the younger brother, killed their stepfather yesterday in Tupelo, Mississippi. You know, it's right next door to us. So, you know, condolences to their family. It said something strange. I think the dude must have a something because they had him on a mental hold at first before they formally charged him. I thought, you know, it was something to that.
There's some kind of mental illness, but I didn't even know those two were brothers.
That's what, of all the time that I said, was, wait a minute, they brothers? I mean, I knew they was cool, but I never knew they was brothers.
You know, well,
Super cool.
Their father or their stepfather?
If their stepfather got killed by their brother, by their younger brother.
And I think that's something that we should discuss one day, but mental health is a real deal thing that has not been addressed the right way.
I mean, it.
Yeah.
You know, I hate it. Just like you said. And other than that, I don't know if you guys checked out the wrap-up, Tamika. Joe, if he's not still smashing.
Hold on, I've been trying to bring him back in. Hold on, what's that? Let me see if I can bring Joe back in.
No, Joe.
Hey, Joe, man, hang up and call back, brother. Something's not right with your phone.
See you in 2021, because you're not playing over there.
Hey, this is a PG-13 show, my brother.
Right. Moving along to our sports front, it's good and bad times at the same time. In the playoffs, we have two full brothers and two half brothers in Russell Wilson and my man from Mahomes. And then we got Deshaun Watson and we got man Lamar Jackson. So we deep in the playoffs. But we turn around and have all these coaching hirings. We only got, of 32 teams, 3 black coaches. And it just seems, though, this year they're passing over our coaches or the candidates more than ever. What's your thoughts on that? Did you pay that any attention? Did you see it?
I saw an article. I can't remember who got a job. No, I was somewhere and I saw that the Giants picked up some Joe Judge or something like that.
Oh, like
the special teams coach.
Right.
And that's really hard for me to believe that there's no coach who deserved that opportunity besides Joe Judge, who I've never heard of, who is a special teams coach with New England.
Like we just celebrated the guys going to the playoffs, then they turn around and we're not going to interview nobody? At least let them sit down. Man. Come on, man. A lot of us that definitely qualified.
I guess one question is, is there enough core offensive and defensive coordinators that's in the right position right now?
You talking about period? Or you talking about of color?
Of color.
Of color, of course not. We definitely have some more of that. But even the ones that's there, you still can bring them in for an interview. Bring them in for a sit-down. Bring them in for a discussion. You don't have to hire them. I ain't saying hire them. But like you said, we're going to go get Joe Judge to be the head coach. Or the New York Giants? Come on, bro.
No, I think the interview is they had to take place.
Right. Look, you know, you could have hollered at Romelo, big guy. You could have hollered at him.
Who that?
Romelo, big boy. Get his name.
Oh, Romeo Crennel.
Yeah, you could holler at him. You know,
he's so trash. He's my defense coordinator with them with the Texans. But anyway,
I know that's what you I'm talking about.
So trash.
But it's just, you know, we gotta get that together. A favorite of Game 7 radio. Tamiko, she will love this story. Game 7's favorite entertainer, Lizzo, has finally backed off the Twitter. The trolls have got to her. She said she's going to come back when she feels like it.
First of all,
what happened?
I want people, that's one of my
yes,
things I want people to leave back in 2019. Stop making damn announcements about when you leave in social media.
Exactly. She bid us a DJ. She said, Game 7, they going in on me. I'm gone on. I'm tired. I'm sick of it. All this shit she talked, and this is what me and Tamika appreciate. Because we talk shit and we can take it, but all this shit she talked, the trolls are going to be, internet wins, baby. You got to know that. Do not argue with the internet.
You got folks that's sitting at home waiting to pick on somebody because they behind a computer. That's what people
right.
do. They thrive.
Your best
it.
Bet is just do you. If you try to fight the internet, you're going to lose that one. She's backing out. Some shit that she said, nothing gets to me. I'm fabulous. I'm blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. Enough trolling. I think a Mercedes in that speaker. Ooh, she took it. She had to fall back.
Now, what did she get so upset about? I don't know this story.
It's just a relentless onslaught.
But let's talk about the positive thing. She's the first woman that has ever headed the Bonnaroo Festival in Australia, I think. But
right.
wherever it's overseas, she's the first woman. She has
ever to do
hit. She has had a phenomenal year. She's been nominated. She's been on everybody award show. She's been on everybody red carpet. She's been on everybody's front page. And you won't worry about a 12-year-old boy that likes to call people fat on the internet bother you.
Right.
I got issues with it. We gotta lead in. That's one of my things to leave in 2019. And while we're talking about our new year, the reason why I wanted to do new year revelation.